But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It's our favorite guy, Joe Fortbaugh, and he joins us now on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. You can hear Joe weekdays on ESPN, ESPN Bet, and of course, every time you turn around, there's more good news regarding Joe and his stellar career. Congrats, Joe, on all the wonderful things happening in your life.
You are a well-dressed man, too, Joe.
I appreciate it, boys. I appreciate it. But I got problems on the horizon. I got a big weekend coming up, and not for all the reasons people would think. I don't know how many people driving around right now can relate to this, but we got an interesting situation in the Fortinball household Sunday afternoon, Ravens-Bills. As many people know, I married into Bills Mafia. Very supportive of the fan base. Love my wife very much. I want to make sure I get all that out there. However, this is not going to be the first time in which I have bet against the Bills in a big game while also watching the game with her. So there is a very delicate juggling act that is going to take place over 3.5 hours in which I will be silently and internally rooting for the Ravens, but publicly and outwardly, I will have to make it seem as if I want the Bills. So if Josh Allen makes a mistake and throws an interception, you'll hear me go, oh, I can't believe he threw that. Oh, don't worry. We'll get it back. We'll get it back. And it's like this really delicate juggling act. So it's always great to be here. But I got to tell you, I got a lot on my mind heading into this weekend.
Joe, I got to tell you, when you watch you on television, hearing you on our show and elsewhere, never get that inner conflict. It never comes through.
That's David, that's all my life is inner conflict. I just drive around with the highest level of anxiety you could possibly imagine. I would love for a psychiatrist to step inside my body and my brain for one day so that when they're done with it in 30 minutes, they look at me and they're like, there's no medication in the world that can solve the problems you have, pal. And all of it's self-inflicted. Like, I'm voluntarily going into this scenario where I'm going to have to fake cheer for the Bills for 3.5 hours. And then think about this, and I've done this before and had this happen. The Bills end up winning. I'm miserable because I lost money, but now I got to celebrate all damn afternoon with her.
You know what's beautiful about this? What's beautiful is you work this out in your own head, and you don't have to, like, go on the radio and announce it, so she can't get word from some friend of hers who happened to be in Chicago at O'Hare and heard you go off.
Well, first of all, I have plenty of practice with this. It's not the first time I've done it, which is even sicker when you think about it. Number two, while I'm fortunate that she probably is not connected to anyone listening in Chicago right now, she does have some family members who watch me on TV. And earlier this week, I made this stupid joke as well. I was telling this anecdote, and like right away, I started getting texts from people in Buffalo. And I was like, all right, look, keep it to yourself. It's just TV. It's just stick. You know, I'm just kidding around. And now I'm lying to them. So this whole web of lies has gotten so deep and dark, I can't even keep track of it all.
Love it, Joe. All right, let's get started with the games on Saturday.
All right, so I obviously like the Ravens this weekend, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Starting with Saturday, let's rip through. I wanted to play Houston. I'm not. I'll explain that in the analysis for why we're going under 41.5 points. All right? I don't think we can trust the Houston offense. No Tank Dell, questionable offensive line. But the news came out last night and this morning. Joe Mixon, their running back, injured his ankle in practice yesterday. He's questionable for the game. That's a death blow to these guys. Since Tank Dell went down, they're averaging only 13 offensive points per game in three games. They're going to Kansas City. The Chiefs are going to have the crowd noise behind them, the extra prep. I don't think Houston's going to be able to move the ball much, but they do have a solid pass rush going up against a bad Kansas City offensive line. Solid secondary for the Texans. I think it's a rock fight. We're going to go under 41.5. Player props, Texans tight end Dalton Schultz, over 3.5 receptions, over 39.5 yards. Cheap prices for a guy who is going to have a role in this game because his team's going to trail and there are no other weapons outside of Nico Collins. Game number two, the Lions game against the Commanders. I'm on the under a little bit here, 55.5, a little bit. It's a huge number. It's the highest total we've seen since 2020. These two teams can score, but they also take their time getting down the field. They're top five in the NFL in terms of length of scoring drive. I think the crowd noise could get to the Commanders a little bit here and limit, not stop, but limit them. So we go under 55.5. Another tight end prop, Sam Laporta, over 49.5 receiving yards. I would say the Detroit game is the one where I'm the least confident. So if you're grading these at home with your bet wagers, that would be a small wager in terms of the Lions under. Going to Sunday, I like Philadelphia minus the 6. I like the first half under 21.5. I like the full game under 44. Really tough spot for the Rams. Just played Monday night. Back-to-back road games because that game got moved from L.A. to Arizona on Monday night. Travel across the country. Cold weather. Great Eagles defense. People talking about how great Stafford is. Yeah, Stafford's one of the best quarterbacks in the league against the blitz. We saw that last week. Brian Flores was blitzing him like crazy, even though any idiot with access to a website knows that Stafford crushes the blitz. So he blitzes him, and he gets shredded for it, right? The Eagles don't blitz. They blitz the fifth fewest in the NFL. They can rush with four and cover in the back end. Stafford's average against no blitz. Bo Nix has a better quarterback rating. So I think it's going to be tough for the Rams to move the ball. Philly, I think, struggles a little bit on offense because Jalen Hurts doesn't look right. But the defense and the running game lead the way. Philly covers the 6, first half under, full game under. And then finally, obviously, we know I'm on the Ravens minus the 1 thanks to the early rant. I'm also going to play under 25.5 in the first half. I think both teams are coming out looking to run. Lamar Jackson last week, and here's another bet, his rushing prop over 49.5. He came out last week. He ran the ball 15 times against Pittsburgh, his most since week 1 against Kansas City. That is a message. All right, that wasn't a strategy. That's a message. If they're going out this year, they're going out on their shield. What do I mean by that? Last year in the AFC Championship game against Kansas City, they dropped back the pass on 14 of their first 21 offensive plays. It was a foolish strategy, and it produced foolish results in which they lost at home 17-10. I think they know this year, look, if we're going down with what we do best, which is running the ball. They're going to run. Buffalo's going to run. You saw the 6th offensive lineman last week against Denver. They want to grind that clock all the way down. I'm a little scared that they could open it up in the 4th quarter and really get into a shootout, which is why we're going to go first half under 25.5. Ravens minus 1. Lamar Jackson over 49.5 rush yards.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
That's great stuff.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Joe, we won't be seeing you or talking to you before the national championship game. Is there any way that the local guys made good Notre Dame Fighting Irish can send Marcus Freeman to Chicago? No. Can they win the game?
Well, given the fact that I'm approaching the Bills-Ravens game in front of my wife the way I've already detailed, I might not be watching this game. I might not be around for it either. So this could be it for us in Chicago. And it's been great. It's been great. I hate that we're ending on this one. I like Ohio State. Here's the thing. I'm looking at it's Notre Dame money's coming in 9.5 down to 8. Okay. So respect the money. I'm supposed to do that. On top of that, Notre Dame's been very, very good. The problem I'm having here is that Ohio State's defense in 3 playoff games against good offenses, Texas, Oregon, Tennessee, 17 points per game. That's all they're giving up. 17 points per game. Notre Dame's a relatively one-dimensional offense, right? They run the ball very well, but if they fall behind in this game by a couple scores, they're going to have to throw, and that's not really their game. Now, on top of that, everyone's going to tell me how great the Notre Dame defense is. That's also true. Notre Dame's been fantastic. I love what Freeman's done, all right? This isn't to knock him. It's just they play a very high rate of man coverage, cover one, okay? That is not going to work against this Ohio State wide receiver unit. These dudes are pros. They're so fast. Oregon tried to play man coverage and got shredded. So ultimately, I think it's Ohio State. I'd lay the points. Will Howard, the quarterback, over 249.5 passing yards. Because, again, against man coverage, I think he eats them up a little bit. But if I'm wrong, I won't be surprised because Freeman's done a hell of a job coaching these guys up. And they have played very tough, physical, disciplined football for a while now.
Love you, but I hope you're wrong. That's great analysis, though.
Yeah, that's very good.
It's spot on.
Look, you're not the only one, all right? Same thing with my wife in this Baltimore game. Everyone loves me. They all hope I'm wrong. There's not a single person on earth rooting for Joe Fornball this weekend.
I think we have a healthy group of supporters who follow your picks, Joe, and mimic them. So, yeah, you got a lot of people rooting for you.
Trust me, I know. When they're wrong, they let me know. They are in the mentions. They are in the mentions. But the thing is, there's so many good ones, too. We've been doing this for so long. That's one of my favorite things about getting hot. It's not so much about the money that I get to make. It's the fact that I know there are so many people in Chicago who have listened to this segment for so long. They're running hot as well. I think it's fantastic. So, again, the opportunity to come on with you guys every week, that blessing is not lost on me. I always love it, and I love the interactions I've had with Chicago fans ever since, because there's a lot of people I've been talking to on social who have been listening to this forever, and it's just awesome. It's like an awesome way to connect with sports fans about a variety of things. And I mean, like, I get to do a national radio show and I get to talk about you guys sometimes, which I love it. I mean, let's go. We need more candidates interviewed. We got to get that. We got to pump those numbers up. We got to get at least 50 guys in there.
Great stuff, Joe. Have
You're
a great
the best,
weekend.
Joe. Have a great one.
Love you, boys. Love you, Chicago. Go Bears.
Go get a coach, Bears.
Bears.
Oh, Bears.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.